From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Under a nighttime curfew, the streets of Cairo and other cities across Egypt are reported to be relatively quiet this hour. Security forces are trying to restore order following the last 40 hours of street battles that have resulted in the deaths of more than 600 people, according to Egypt's health ministry. Thousands have also been wounded since the military's crackdown on activists who want deposed President Mohamed Morsi back in power. NPR's Leila Fadel was outside the Iman Mosque in eastern Cairo, where she described a grim scene earlier today.
A lot of families coming here to claim the dead today, a lot of weeping, many men just coming by us with coffin after coffin. A lot of those bodies are on ice in there to keep them from rotting. They're spraying air freshener. And outside, there are lists of names of the dead with where they're from.
NPR's Leila Fadel. The UN Security Council will soon hold a closed-door meeting on Egypt's political crisis. The U.S. is warning all Americans in Egypt to leave. Earlier, President Obama scrapped next month's U.S.-Egypt military exercises, although, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains, the White House is still stopping short of calling Morsi's removal a military coup.
President Obama says America cannot determine the future for Egypt, but he's looking for ways to encourage the military-backed government to put Egypt back on the path toward democracy. For now, he says he will keep U.S. aid flowing.
But while we want to sustain our relationship with Egypt, our traditional cooperation cannot continue as usual when civilians are being killed in the streets and rights are being rolled back.
He says his administration has notified the Egyptian government that it will cancel joint training exercises that were planned for next month. Those Bright Star exercises usually take place every other year and date back to the 1979 peace treaty between Egypt and Israel. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks down sharply after the Labor Department announced the number of filed unemployment applications fell to the lowest level since before the recession. NPR's Craig Windham says the upbeat numbers are fueling investor concerns the Federal Reserve may be ready to start scaling back its program to bolster the economy.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has said the central bank will begin winding down its $85 billion in monthly bond purchases once there's substantial improvement in the employment market. Peter Jankowskis with Oakbrook Investments in Chicago says worries about a tapering of Fed support, though, will not last.
When people start looking and thinking longer term, they're going to realize that it's a good sign that the Fed is tapering and able to pull back. It's a sign that the economy is healthy and will grow from here without that added support.
The decline in bond prices has pushed the interest rate on the 10-year Treasury note up to its highest point in 2 years, which could foreshadow higher borrowing costs for some consumers and businesses. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's off 226. This is NPR. Florida A&M University has announced its marching band will return to the field this year. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the band has not performed since drum major Robert Champion died in a hazing ritual nearly 2 years ago.
Band director Sylvester Young says the famous Marching 100 will perform at the first game of the season in September. Members started practicing a few days ago. This year's band will be much smaller, with around 125 students instead of the several hundred who marched in the former unit. There are new rules, stricter anti-hazing policies, and grade requirements for students to remain in the band. The Marching 100 was suspended in November 2011 after drum major Robert Champion died as a result of a hazing incident. He was beaten on board a bus after a football game. Young calls this year a new beginning for the band. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
A second hostage shot in a standoff at a Louisiana bank has died. Authorities say Ladian McDaniel passed away this morning from injuries she sustained yesterday when a gunman shot her and another hostage. After police tried to rescue them in the Tenza State Bank in St. Joseph, officers killed the shooter. Officials say they're bracing for another possible flare-up in a lightning spark wildfire that has destroyed 14 homes near a Utah mountain resort town. Hundreds of firefighters are setting back fires and bulldozing lines to contain the 2,000-acre blaze. Mortgage rates are holding steady for a second straight week, an average of 4.4% on the 30-year loan and 3.45% on the 15-year loan. Before the close, Dow is off more than 200 at 15,112. This is NPR.
Support.